Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Glenn Greenwich coming to you live from Blog Talk Radio. And tonight we have a special guest that we're talking about. And that is The Life and the Times of J. Kenneth Young. So, just want to presence him, acknowledge him. I'm actually going to take a moment to speak to the declaration and just really, presence J.K. and presence the powerful black man that he was, the powerful coach, friend, husband, MLP classroom leader, senior facilitator for the International Black Summit. Landmark staff person. There are quite a few different things that I can acknowledge J.K. for in terms of accomplishments. He had some breakthroughs that talked a little bit about last night, but he had some breakthroughs that most people don't even come back from. He was a successful multi-level marketing entrepreneur. He was a life coach, a business coach, consultant, business consultant. He had several business endeavors over the years. He was a mover and a shaker. You know, when you look at and you think about who he was, your mic is open, Shakesha.
Hey,
how you doing?
All right. Yes.
Yeah,
wow.
I just talking about some of the things. You know that Kenny has that I know that Kenny's done. Not like this is it. Or that, you know, that he's accomplished. But these are some of the few things that I know that he's accomplished. And he and Karen have the business together where that what they did is they supported kids in learning, you know, taking their learning to another level. So, I mean, there are a lot of aspects of them. Grandfather. Father, and then I mentioned husband, and the thing that I'm reminded the most about Kenny is that he was always positive. It was, you know, I don't know what I was talking about with Kenny. And we talked about being able to look at something and turn it around. And he says, well, you know, given who we are in transformation, we can look at a piece of dried up dog doo-doo on the sidewalk and have an enlightening conversation out of that.
Yes.
You know, and when you think about it, it's really true.
Right.
Because and what comes to mind for me is change the way you look at things and the things you look at will change. So if you've got that as a perspective, then you've got that possibility of engagement. So Kenny was all of that for me. all of that possibility, all of that positiveness, all of that, you know, well, if life gives you lemons, make some lemonade. Sell it on a corner, make some money. Not just make lemonade, sell it on a corner and make some money.
Right. And he'd be like, isn't it great that it's sour?
Mm-hmm. He said, this is going to make the perfect lemonade.
Right. He'd be like, wow, it's a good thing this is sour. We're going to really be able to do something with this.
Mm-hmm.
And as I listen to you just sharing, you know, the many aspects of them, I mean, it sounds like you're talking about three or four people. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, he, as someone said last night, he lived until he wasn't in that plane anymore. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
as you share him, it, for other people, it seemed like that's a lot of things to be doing. But it was so J.K. And he was so passionate and a master in almost each and every area that you was sharing about.
Mm-hmm. Well, he developed himself.
Yeah.
He was constantly developing himself.
And I don't know how many people knew about well, he had several radio shows, but it was this one called Grumpy Old Men that he was part of, that he took, you know, that one show and just blew it into several channels. Like, I for a long time, I never understood how he was doing what he was doing with that show. And I just thought it was amazing. It was called Grumpy Old Men. I don't think I got a chance to hear it in its entirety, but do you know anything about why that title was there? If there was some kind of connection for him with that title? What was that about?
Well, from what I understand, there was somebody that he had hooked up with. But really, Grumpy Old Men, all that is like Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's the name brand. Now, different than Blog Talk Radio, they had a tape show, and it would play on different spots three times in that week. But the audience that they hit with it was probably about 100,000 people would hear it.
Mm-hmm. It was big, you know, and that's what, that was Kenny. He was big. What they say, he was large. He was living large. And the things that were coming up for me that towards the end yesterday that we didn't have time to share about was, well, a couple of things I definitely want to share about him as father, as husband. And my other way I interacted with him when I first came into the summit in 98 was every year you could go to Kenny for a summit T-shirt. You know, he used to do the T-shirts.
Yes, he
did. And then he had that one, remember? And he had that, then he had that one where it was like a big circular and it was, you know which one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I got
He was my man that I was every year. I said, I got to make sure I find Kenny at the summit because he's going to have a T-shirt. And I treasured those T-shirts. Those T-shirts was a piece of history. But I had young kids. And if everybody knows who got young kids, they will destroy your stuff. So I ain't got none of them shirts, even though I bought one every year since 1998. I don't have one left, but... he was my T-shirt man. That was the thing. He was the common man. He was the common man. He did great things.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yeah, we had a couple of people, and they dropped off, so maybe we'll check back in. But, yeah, I'm going to scan it.
Let me know when people come back, because, you know, I got tons I can share about him.
Go ahead. I'll let you know.
Okay. Well,
so
I really
what
like
did you want to share about the husband?
Right,
his father.
The husband, father. I'll start with father, because that was the first clearing that I met him inside of. And I was a parent, so, you know, I was kind of watching. I was watching a lot of people afar about children, because I was raising three children. So I was looking for all the help and anybody who was good at it. And, you know, I know he had children. I don't know everybody by name, but I just finished, I think it was last week, he had pictures of his granddaughter. Several weeks in a row, you know. So each week I kind of looked to see the new picture of the grandchild. So, you know, once again, he was just adoring grandfather. I know his daughter did a lot with him with the T-shirts when I first started the summit. So, you know, he was a father that was in the picture. In the point of my life that I met him, he was in the picture, you know, with his daughter, and, you know, they were living life as parents and child, which we all know how that goes sometimes. You know, you got your high points and low points, which are still your high points upside down. And he was a person, you know, I could go to and talk when I was having challenges, you know, with my children. And, you know, he was the kind of person, you could talk to him about anything. I mean, I had an opportunity to share a lot of myself with him that, you know, sometimes I would be nervous to have that discussion with people. But I always knew I could talk to Kenny about that. And he was so gracious that, you know, he was such a strong listener, you know. And so, you know, as father, I got to know him. And it was amazing to know of him as husband when he first met Karen. And I had known him before that relationship. So when he got married or when he was dating, you know, I was checking in with him. And, you know, he was just overjoyed in that relationship. Like we said, the bigness of his personality, he was so happy to find a woman who was big like that. And he just loved Karen and acknowledged her a lot when we would talk. And she was clearly, you know, the woman behind the man, you know, like she, you know, he could feel his greatness by who she was being. In her greatness, and he would share that a lot with me. You know, you've heard the conversation where they say men are scared of strong women or intimidated or things. And, you know, he just relished in the fact of a relationship with a beautiful, strong black woman, and it just brought more of him out. But, you know, he was always sharing about his joy of being married again and, you know, the opportunity of being in love again.
So, well, let me hold on 1 second and let me, I've got somebody on the line. I think it's Jill, 404 964.
Yes, hi, how are you? Yeah, that's me. How's everybody doing?
Good, Jill, how are you doing?
Good. I was just listening, I'm glad we had another chance to make this call. I was just wondering if Ed was on the call. I was going to text him if he wasn't.
Okay. There was another 404, and then it dropped off, but I'm not sure. But, you know, before we go any further, I haven't read the declaration, so let me go ahead and do that. For me, Kenny was one of the people. Well, let me give you a little story. So Kenny was one of the facilitators. So we started the conversation of coming up with a stand, a position of who we would be. And the conversation got started in the room Saturday evening, at the end of the session. And so Kenny came to the session and was kind of listening in. And at that point in time, so out of the 100 and how many people were at the event, 132, 122, whatever it was. But at the end of the session, there probably were about 40, 45 people in this room, in this breakout room, having the conversation. And Kenny was one of the people that stayed. Kenny and I, and they're probably, so it started out about 50, 45, 50, somewhere in there. Then it kind of whittled down, and then I think it whittled down to maybe about 20 folks. And then about maybe about down to 25 or so, 15. And then Alubide and maybe three or four of the people then took it on, and they were actually going to go some, you know, do some more work with it. And Kenny, I believe, was one of the last of the set of people prior to these four or five people taking it upstairs and to work on it at night. And so Kenny actually, I say Kenny, you know, my experience of it or my memory of it is that Kenny was also one of the people that did some more work after the big room work was done on defining what are the things to be included in the decoration. At the first event. So anyway, the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. Today is July the 27th, 2011. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. Just thought about another J.K. story up in there. But anyway.
You know, as you read that, I could just see different places where J.K. would sew the declaration. I mean, I could almost share a story for each part, especially when we talked about, you know, being a stand for the expression of our spirituality. that section in there, I could just point to different places in my life where I got to see Kenny, JK, Big Daddy be a brilliant and example of each of those phrases. You know, his life was lived so passionately.
Yeah. Yes, indeed, my dear. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hey, Kenny.
Glenn, maybe you might remember this summit. We were talking about how Kenny could point to things and have the whole room see it. And I remember one summit, it was a young woman, I would say she was probably in her late 20s, perhaps early 30s, attractive woman. She stepped to the mic. She had been up to the mic several times. And in her coming up to the mic in those several times, the thing that she was looking at was this pain and anger that she had about gang violence. I believe she had lost a son to gang violence. And she was very upset about it. And I mean, you could feel her anger. And as she mm-hmm. continued to come to the mic and, you know, work on that in her, you know, looking at that in her life, and as the facilitators looked with her, she kept moving spaces. And I remember at the last time she came to the mic, I remember Kenny said, "Everybody, look at her. Look at her." And I turned and looked at her. And he said, "Have you seen her transformation?" He said, this woman doesn't even look the same. And when I started looking at her, I was like, oh, my goodness. She has transformed. You know, like before, when she was coming up, she looked a particular way, and especially as she would share the anger and everything. And toward the end, as she starts seeing things for herself, shifting and transforming what was happening in her life, her face had just lightened, her body, but totally she had changed, and Kenny had us not step over that. But, I mean, those mm-hmm. were the kinds of things he would do, and like people said, in my summit, he would point to things that, you know, would stay with me forever. But I remember when he just, you know, stopped the room and had us be with that.
Mm. You know, it's interesting when you look at the dynamics of the five senior facilitators. They all were so very different. You know, when I look at Perry was very much the philosophical, sort of the intellectual one. And then you had Anthony, who was
the brain.
Times so intelligent that you couldn't even get what you had to, like, think about what he said for a while before you could fully get it. So he'd often would just throw something into space and walk out, and then
yeah.
you know let you percolate on it, and then come back. And then Catherine was that passionate one. She'd bring the fire. I mean, she'd bring the fire. She'd be bringing it. And then Robin was the kind of dainty, but yet on point. She was almost a little nerdy in terms of, you know, bringing, you know, on details and making sure it got done.
Yeah, details. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then Kenny would just dance with all these different personalities, and Kenny wasn't, you know, Kenny didn't need to be at the front of the room, you know, but he was always there intently listening, and you could see that he had a particular perspective that was completely different than all the other perspectives. And the thing that how I got trained by the senior facilitators is that they trusted each other such that when someone saw it, they'd just tap whoever was speaking. And they would just dance. And they were all quite different, but yet they were all completely intentional. And mm-hmm. Kenny had a particular magic about him, because he didn't say a lot. But when he did, the earth moved. It's like, oh, wait a minute, quiet, Kenny about to say something. You know, I mean, it was like that for all of them, but Kenny had a special affinity that was, it was just powerful. I don't know. I don't even know if you guys are getting it, but there was something very special about Kenny.
Kind of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, he'd cause an eruption. He had that quiet energy bubbling to the top, and then you know when it gets to the top, the volcano just explodes, you know, and everybody's clear that it's coming. You know, but. But anyway, so we've got another caller, 404-409. We're going to bring you into the call. Welcome to the call. If you'd like to share. Is it Ed?
Not right now. I just came in. This is Rod coming
in. Oh, hey, man. My bud, Rod.
Hey, Atlanta.
Atlanta's in the house. Well, that's very cool. That's very, very cool. Yeah, so we're just talking a little bit about Kenny and his impact and some of the things that he was able to do and does do and did do. And
will continue to do. The comeback kid. The comeback.
The comeback kid. That's right.
Yeah, he's the comeback kid. He's the comeback kid. No, I'm on a radio show right now.
You know, when he would say the comeback kid, he kept checking in with me because, you know, he said, Keisha, I want you to come on this show. And I kept family happening right there. But he would say the comeback kid. And I asked him, what was the comeback kid? What? That was another radio show he had. And he said it's about people coming back, like bouncing back. And he said, everybody I meet, he said, in some essence, there's a comeback story in them. And so, you know, he was always interested in what was your comeback story, you know. And as Glenn said, you know, he had so many comeback episodes in his life. But I love how he could get these catchy little turns. So the comeback kid was really great. You know, just, and, you know, for me now I just get, you know, that's like a promise now. Like how I'm holding that is that's a promise. Like, you know, I get, as Henrietta said last night, that he'll be very present in the room in Chicago because he's the comeback kid. And here we are. We're going to be in Chicago. And, you know, Chicago is one of those cities he owns. You say that, say his name in Chicago, people know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. They sure do.
landmark. I had an opportunity to talk with Kenny a lot about Landmark and the different courses and seminars that he was involved in and led. And two of them that he was really having a lot of fun with, one was Team Management Leadership Program. He lived on the East Coast, and there would be a lot of sessions in the West Coast, so I would bump into him at some of the guest events, and he would be telling me, oh, Keisha, this is good. I'm enjoying this. The Wisdom Course was another one of the courses that he really enjoyed. And I know for each of those, as I said earlier about him, his husband, it was something that him and Karen did together. And sometimes, you know, it sounded like, you know, he had worked on making sure they were doing it together. And, you know, he was saying, you know, yeah, Karen and I are doing the Wisdom Course. You know, we're doing this weekend. So, you know, just as we speak of him in the International Black Summit, there are stories from Landmark. You know, that stand just as tall and as deep as the ones, you know, people have been sharing about him. Definitely Leadership International. I believe he actually led some courses in Nairobi, Kenya, correct, Glenn?
I believe so. I believe you're accurate on that as well.
So
I mean, because
he was truly international.
He could jump in and do some stuff, yeah. I mean, he was a skilled listener, and he had some in-depth insight. And you're clear that he did some work on himself constantly. Not like he did it and it was complete, but he was constantly generating himself and creating himself anew. Right up until his death, you know. I shared it a little last night, but he had the nurses in the bed with him, you know, cheering him up and just, you know, having some fun, you know, to cheer him up. I mean, that's the kind of who he was. Now, I'm not saying. So let me back up and be clear. I didn't say he was doing anything with the nurses. I'm just saying that he had them in there, you know, playing around and having some fun and enrolling them into life. And as only Kenny can do. You know, it's you know, this is what Catherine actually shared with me. So I mean, you know, it's just. It's great to know that he was, as Cindy said, what did Cindy Walker say last night? He lived his life until it was over. Until the moment it was over, he lived it fully. And, you know, that's really who the guy is. We've got a couple of additional callers. Oh, we got somebody with their hand up here. Okay. 256-585, go ahead. You're live on the air.
Well, this is Joe Hampton. I'm not sure I'm on the right line. I just called in.
This is a call in for Jay Kenneth.
Yeah.
Jay Kenneth Young, celebrating his life.
Yeah.
You're on the right line,
yeah,
my brother.
Thanks, I got you. Well, what I just saw is I was down the phone. I know everybody knows how great Kenny Eeler was, okay? And what I saw, though, that what missing for me most is not what I need to say about him, but the things I didn't say to him that he couldn't, he can't necessarily hear now. There were many times I had opportunity to acknowledge him for who he was being for the summit and for transformation in general, that I now wish I had said so he could actually hear it.
Okay.
It's not about for me acknowledging how great he was. he's not now, but to have communicated that to him while he could hear it. And I had opportunity to work with him directly. Have made a lot of difference to me, both since 1991 and before, even before 91. Because I met him through some other people who knew him. And down here in the South, I didn't meet him up north, okay. And he's right, really been in the background of a lot of things I've done since that time. Not to mention what he did directly with the summit. To have the distinctions of the summit be present. So we could count on him to see things as he spoke them. That made a huge difference to the outcome of the summit itself.
Absolutely.
So for me, that's something I never really acknowledged him back personally. It's kind of like I took it for granted that that's just who he was, that I didn't have to speak it to him. And that's where I am now, not having a chance to communicate all those things directly to him over the years I've known him. And I'm sure that he's being well acknowledged by everybody here on the call and those that will be on the call about him. So that's kind of where I am today.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that, and I encourage you to speak it into the space and have him hear it.
Right.
Because
go ahead,
Joe.
Well, what I guess I have there is I just want to know that I appreciated him for all the places he's been. Like I saw him in Africa and other places, you know. Fully at work doing this work. And he, like you brought really great insights into the space. A lot of times whole distinctions that I hadn't heard of before got placed into the song.
Yeah, that's right.
And
we talked a little bit about that last night, bumping up and the difference between change and transformation. Those were Jay Kenneth. Those are two examples of many of other things as well that he brought into play.
Right. Okay, so right now, that's just what's there for me. Okay.
Okay. Great. Well, and I'll keep your mic open. So if there's anything else, or you want to jump back in on anything, just let me know. And we've got a couple other callers out there. Rod, your mic is off. So when you're ready to speak, just press 1. And we've got another 256-585 out there. So when you're ready to speak, just press 1, and we'll open up your mic and let you share. And we got some folks in the chat room as well. So, tonight is a celebration of J. Kenneth Young, who he was, any interesting stories you have around Kenny. We're, using this opportunity to share some of the JK's funny stories or transformational stories or, whatever you like to share about JK. He was many things to many people. And as Joe Hampton spoke about, he was, he impacted the Landmark community. He impacted the International Black Summit community. He also impacted the Ogama Gold Coffee, multi-level marketing company. It was very successful, very quickly in that that organization. And, as I said earlier, I mean, he's You know, he's done business consulting, coaching, life coaching, business coaching, you know, leading events, facilitating, consulting, you know, you name it. He's taught himself to bring it, you know, radio show personality. He had his own show, The Comeback Kid. Shakesha was talking about that earlier. So, I mean, it's really so many things to share about who he was. The thing that I love about Kenny was he had like an edginess to him. He was he had that street mentality, but he wasn't street. You know, he had the ability to enroll you into anything. And he was completely authentic. It wasn't like he was trying to do something or trying to be something. He just shared himself fully, raw, and, you know, he had things happen out of who he was being. You know, people got their lives. I got my life out of him in the first conversation. I think I shared this a little bit last night. But I met Kenny in 89 in Naples, Florida, when he brought down the Boston ATP team to work on Sixth Day and the Mastery of Empowerment in Florida. And, you know, I come out of my room one morning, and he's sitting at the ATP desk. I'm like, and my first reaction is, there's another brother on staff. He had the staff badge. You know, I had my staff badge. I was like, I got to go find out who this cat is. And we struck it up. I mean, I sat there and talked to him about half an hour. We were supposed to be doing some other stuff, but it was like, this we got to get to this right here. You know, we've been in touch ever since. You know, I mean, that's who he is, you know. And he, J. Kenneth, is you know, like you hear about, you see those, what was that movie, where they dropped the helicopter. Anyway, he was one of those commandos. So you drop in Black Hawk Down. You know, like in Black Hawk Down, they send in the commandos to rescue the troops that were surrounded. Kenny's a commando. That's who he is. You drop him in any situation, and he's ready. You know, and he'll figure something out or come up with a game plan to get the folks out of that situation. You know, that's who he was. You know, the brother was brilliant. The brother was lovable. He was humorous. He was, you know, he's just down. You know, it's just, I can't say enough about him, because he, for me, is really one of my my mentors, my partners in this conversation of transformation. You know, I've lost two close partners in Bill Patterson and now JK. So, you know, these are two giants for me in the conversation of transformation. So, I've been doing a lot of talking. I want to hear from you guys. So what you got? Speak to me. Casey, you still out there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You know, we've talked about a lot of different aspects of him. Another aspect for me was his spirituality.
He attended church. I know he was a leader in that arena. And as Claire shared yesterday, him and I did a course called 4T. I led a course called 4T that stands for the sharing of your talent, time, and treasures, and tithing. And it's a course about abundance. It was a 12-week course. And I was looking to roll that out and do that over the Internet. And I shared it with Kenny. You know, I said, I'm working on it. People want me to do it, you know, like that. And Kenny was like, the moment I told him, he said, you know what, Keisha, I'm a request that you do that class with me now. And I was like, but Kenny, I told you I'm like getting people together. He said, I'll be your first student. He said, don't you just want to do a beta test? He said, I'll be your beta test person. So every week for 12 weeks, Kenny and I would have a call, just about a three-hour call, where we did this course, and it was us looking at abundance, and we were looking at our spirituality, like, you know, sharing about that, developing that. And I got a chance to, you know, see that part of Kenny, you know, a very spiritual man, a very commitment to his spirituality and the expression of that every day in his life. And inside of that, he was giving, you know, he would share with me, you know, different ways I was leading it, you know, just wonderful. And the things he would share from the lesson and him doing his homework, what he got out of doing his homework. So he was a person who would fully share whatever he was doing, and to be in his presence as he experienced and walked through his spirituality was just a beautiful time. And I'm just so happy that I responded to his request and had that opportunity to be with him for those 12 weeks. It was just really great. And he was, as soon as we completed it, he was like, Keisha, let me know when you're going to do it. You know, I'm ready, you know, to do it again. And so, just great. So, outstanding student, and once again, fantastic coach.
Yeah, very good, very good, very good. Yeah, Rod could probably share a little bit more about this, but he also were leading the classrooms, and he did PMOP 1 and 2, I believe, and then was leading the classroom. So, you know, there's a lot of little things that that's not all of us were privy to in terms of what Kenny was up to. I had a story when I was reading the Declaration, and I can't remember what it is now. But Kenny and I were kindred spirits. Kenny and I really were a lot alike. In a lot of respects, we always we didn't even have to communicate. Sometimes I just give him that look, or he'd give me that look, and we didn't know exactly what that look was, and just smile and walk off, or chuckle to ourselves. You know, that's the kind of relationship that Kenny and I had. You know, it was like, you know, or he'd come over to me and says, "Were you thinking what I was thinking?" And we both just start laughing because we both sure enough was on the same page. Oh my goodness!
Yeah. That's almost like fire and gasoline. You two on the same page with a thought there.
we were a little dangerous. We were definitely a little dangerous together. That, you know, and that's what made it fun too. The other thing that Kent was that he would also, he more so than the other senior facilitators would have me step up and do some things. Because he knew that I was doing some work in New York with PADEG, People of African Descent Empowerment Group. And so he would have me do things and, you know, and work with the senior facilitators. So he was, you know what? I can't even claim that to be mine, because that's who Kenny was to everybody. Kenny really took it upon himself to go out and to talk with people and share what he saw, share what was going on, you know, what was missing, point to it. You know, and it was all, you know, sometimes it hit you between the teeth, and you have to say, oh man, you didn't say what you just said, did you? And he said, yeah, well, you know, but he'd say it in a way that it was just empowered. I just be left empowered. And I don't know anybody on the planet that had people more empowered than him, except maybe Warner Earhart. And Warner Earhart did used to brick you. he'd brick you every now and then. So, but Kenny was Kenny. I always got him. I always got what he was up to, what he was about, and there was a graciousness about who he was, and humble. There was a humbleness that was always present, because he was clear that he had worked to get to where he was, and if he saw something, you know, he'd share it with you. You know, that's, you know, a lot of different aspects to Kenny. A lot of different aspects. So you guys got me talking a whole lot. I want to hear what y'all got. What about you? Okay. I see a hand just went up. 256-585, the other 855. Go ahead, you're live on the air as well.
Hi, this is Keita.
Hey, what's up, Keita?
Oh, life is good. I'm sad at the news of JK, and I just wanted to weigh in. I heard you talk about him being many things to many people, and Jakesha speaking about his spirituality. And here in Huntsville, Alabama, there is a good friend of his who resides here, who's a minister. And one of the best surprises that I ever had was I walked out to my mailbox one morning only to find J.K. turning into our driveway unexpectedly, and because he was here on Organic Gold business, and he shared that opportunity with us, which at the time I had been suffering a lot with some health issues, and his having shown up at that particular time made a humongous difference for me and Joe. So it was like one of the many ways that J.K. would just show up, and then when I met his friends here, to see how much love, respect, and regard people have for him outside of our Summit Circle. You know, I knew him, of course, inside of Summit Circle, and not in as many different ways that perhaps others of you may have known him, you know, living in the same place he lives or interacting in other ways. But just everywhere I just get what a not only phenomenal human being he was, but the presence that he was. I heard someone say earlier about how he was someone who listened, and you always had that experience, no matter what it was or from what direction your sharing came from. He always seemed to just get it and give you something back that was really solid and usable, you know. So those are just some things I remember about J.K. And even though there had been so many years since, you know, we had even been in the same place, but it was just like not a beat had been missed, you know, like we just picked up a dropped conversation and went on, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he had that ability to just be with people very powerfully. And like you just said, I mean, sometimes he didn't even have to speak. It was just he'd get you. You'd feel gotten around him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Welcome.
Hear your voice. Cool. Yeah, so, that's one of a kind. He will definitely be missed. Rod, I'm going to put you on the spot, man. Come on back on the mic here and share what you got about J.K. Got any funny stories?
Well, I'm just glad I'm glad you actually did put me back on the mic because I didn't know how to get on the mic. So that's
okay.
The thing that was funny. Because you actually, when you brought my name up the first time I started talking, I said, I don't think he can hear me. But anyway, the one thing that, I talked to Kenny, you know, we were in TMLP together. And I don't know, it was actually a very good experience because, one, knowing that, you know, Catherine was, and Kenny was so close and knowing that you and Kenny were close, then I just felt like I wanted to have my experience of him. So I went to talk to him about, you know, what should I do around TMLP. We had a conversation, and then he finally said, well, Rod, you're uncoachable.
Wow.
And I was like, damn, you didn't have to tell the truth, did you? So, and, you know, I was like,
could you soften it up a little bit, right?
Yeah, you could just soften it up just a little bit. But I got it, you know, and I still came to him to get coaching. And the one thing that he did, which really made the big difference for me, was he said, well, you know, in this year you should, you know, try to make sure that you get a position on your team. And so the next quarter I ran for team 2 leader, and I actually became the team 2 leader. And I know that, you know, the coaching that I got from Kenny is what, you know, really had me do that. And also within that year, I got a chance to know Karen, and Karen and I were team 2 leaders at the same time, so we were on calls together. And, you know, I think the other thing too, you know, that whole year was interesting because, you know, Kenny came and lost his luggage. And when he lost his luggage coming to Atlanta in his first quarter or maybe his second or third quarter, I just told him, listen, I can help you out. And I went home and gave him a lot of clothes for that weekend. And he was really appreciative of it. You know, we were in Portland together. And in Portland, you know, we called a cab across town from the airport, from our hotel. And he wanted to go to one of the best donut shops in America, and it was in Portland. You know, and what I got a chance to know about Kenny was his love for food. You know, because I don't know if everybody knows that Kenny, he was a gourmet cook. And I didn't know that. And we went to that place, and they had the most exotic donuts that you ever wanted to get. and the line was out the door on a Sunday afternoon to get donuts.
Really?
Yeah, it was really great, you know. And then of course, and the funny thing, we caught a cab around, we caught the cab over there, but then we walked back to the hotel. So in that time, we were walking through Portland, me, him, and Karen. And then, at points, I think he had a cast on his foot and he couldn't really get around that well. So we just stopped, on halfway back and just ate dinner. And the three of us sat there and enjoyed dinner together. So I kind of cherished that time that I had with him. And then a year later, he came and asked me to be in the coffee business with them. And, of course, it was really great because, we got in the coffee business together. And David came. So at one point, me, him, and David were in the coffee business together, David Pay, and they came down and we did a conference together, and both of them stayed at my house. And then later on in the year, Kenny came back and he came back through the coffee, came back to one of the conferences, and he stayed at my house again and we had dinner, and that was just a few months ago. So within this last year and a half, I got a chance to really, well, I should say 2 years, I got a chance to really know Kenny and be with him. And the thing that I'm left with, more than anything else, that he really cared about what mattered to me and what mattered to people. And that's what I'm left with about Kenny.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Pretty great. Well, thank you for sharing.
Well, thanks for asking.
You're welcome. You know, we've all got some Kenny moments. I talked a little bit about yesterday. He had this thing that he'd do where he'd start tapping his leg before, he'd get an idea or he'd get something that he got to say, and his legs start jumping, almost like spasming. And you could always tell when he was had one of them breakthrough shares, I was going to knock the room dead, kind of thing. And that smile, that it almost looked sinister, but it was just kind of like, you'd look at him and you'd be warmed over. You'd be enrolled into whatever it is that he was talking about, thinking about, engaging, or having you engage in. But, pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. Pretty darn cool. So I'm going to go back around to Acacia.
Well, I just once again want to just point to the thing that one of the things I enjoyed about Kenny was that he loved to laugh and, humor. So him and I would, so sometimes I call to talk to him about something and we spend 10, 15 minutes, he asked me about my comedy and I shared some material I was working with. So I just kind of want to leave the call with another short, funny story, just once again to be present to the laughter that Kenny always was for me. So the funny story is about a CEO in New York. He had a beautiful, expensive mansion back up in the woods. And he had his fellow CEOs, about four of them with him. And he's taking them on this tour of his mansion. And everybody's impressed. And he shows them his pool. And this is the largest pool any of them have ever seen. But what's interesting about this pool is it's filled with these alligators, hungry alligators. And our CEO takes them all out to the edge of the pool, and he says a strong CEO is a CEO who has courage. So he says, I'm going to make a challenge to you that anybody who's willing to jump in this pool and swim across it, when you get to the other side, I'll give you anything that I possess, my house, money, you just tell me. So everybody kind of stood there like, I know he ain't talking to me. So they continued on the tour. But they kind of noticed there wasn't everybody with them.
And all of a sudden they hear this huge splash, and everybody looks around, and it's the chief financial officer, and he's swimming for his life, and he's dodging these alligators, and he's making it. And finally he pulls himself out the edge of the pool. The CEO goes to him and says, "Wow, okay, I'm a man of my word. What do you want? You know, I'll give you anything. What do you want?" And the guy gasping says, "I just want to know who in the hell pushed me in."
Oh, that's so good. Oh, that's cool. But see, that's one of the things that I could get that Kenny would say. You know, that's something that he, you know, because for some of you, you may or may not know, but Kenny was also a little prankster. Kenny will pull some pranks on you now, in a second. One of my JK moments. We're in Tennessee. We're in Tennessee for a planning meeting, and he had this was before Karen, and he had gotten engaged, and I had heard about it. And I don't think I was a senior facilitator yet at that point in time. So I wasn't on the calls, but I had heard on the calls that he had talked about being engaged to this woman. And so we're in, you know, I'm on the elevator for a planning meeting. And I go to the elevator, and who's on the elevator is Kenny and his fiance, who was Benita, who used to live in Boston, not little Benita, not Benita Walker. And so what happened? So I said, "Hey, how you doing?" to Benita. And I go walk over because I've known her, gave her a nice big hug and kiss. So Kenny's now looking at me. I said, "Hey, man, what's happening?" So he says, he looks at her, looks at me, looks back at her, and then looks back at me. "So y'all know each other?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, we go back." And he gave me that look like, and you know, I mean, so we just started laughing. We must have laughed for about 10 minutes, just kind of like, you know. But that was one of my special moments with Kenny. Oh my goodness, we had it was interesting. It was very, very interesting. And if you know, you talk about, you know, we talked a little bit about communicating with looks. Oh man, we looked at each other, and there was a whole lot of communication going. Oh my goodness. Oh, but anyway, that wasn't the moment that I was thinking about earlier, but that moment did come up in this moment, so I shared it. So any other Kenny stories or Kenny moments that you guys have?
Yeah,
I'm just I'm just present to the loss and present to the, and really, but really want to celebrate his life. You know, I want to keep, you know, like I'm present to the sadness of losing him, but present to the opportunity knowing him and having him in my life has provided me and has really, you know, opened me up.
Yes, Glenn, as you say that, I'm just thinking, you know, of the annual event coming August 4th in Chicago. And what's present for me is the opportunity to be with Kenny inside of the clearing of ancestors.
Yeah.
And I know you, Glenn, and Susan, Kat, and Lubide, we did some work with Maladoma.
Right.
The brother from Africa that does a lot
Elements.
Of workshops. Yes, and
Elements.
Right. And we've talked about ancestor work and the calling in of the ancestors. So we actually did a workshop on ancestors. And one of the things that I walked away from that workshop with that he was very clear in sharing with us is the whole point of when people die and they move, as Claire said, from one plane to another, is that they're waiting for us to demand of them to be of service, to do things for them. And what Brother Maladoma said was, and it's not like in a sorrowful way, you know, it's like they expect us to demand stuff. Like, hey, you see me down here struggling? Reach down here, you know, give me the you know, the key, explain what's going on. So, you know, and that, like that's the essence of their next role in life is to produce that for us, to be that for us. So, you know, I walk into the 2011 Chicago Summit in knowing that when I call forth the ancestors, that Kenny will be there. And I'm clear, you know, that he'll be like, bring it on. You know, what's the demand? I'm here once again to be of service. And, you know, the leadership that he'll be in that clearing will continue to amaze us, to continue to amaze me. And I'm looking forward to my journey with him on this different plane that he'll be in. And I'm excited. I'm going to steal what Henrietta said yesterday. I'm not going to miss him because I have so much to remember, and he's filled my life that it's not a missing for me. It's just how to have more of him. And I'm in that inquiry.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. That's great. I'm glad, you know, I invite all of us to really look at that and look to see how to use his memory to keep forward in the life, because that's really was his commitment. His commitment to us was to shift our lives when he was in our physical presence. And why wouldn't he want to do that in his spirit world? So, you know, absolutely. Thank you for pointing to that. We've got another caller that came on. If you'd like to get an open mic, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll include you in the we'll open up your mic so the others can hear you. That's 248. Okay. Stand by. 248-376. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Well, good evening. I'm so happy that George Jones let me know that this call was going on. My name is Sheila Hullum. I've just met Ken 6 months ago, and
okay.
He called me big sister, and I called him little brother. That's how closer we came. We talked every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock in a brainstorm session and an accountability session. And so, therefore, you all can imagine the void and the loss I feel for him.
Sure.
And I just loved him so very much, so quickly. And so this shock has put the heavy burden for a minute. However, I surely wouldn't want Ken to live in pain or to be suffering in any way here, but I just want to say that thank you for letting me say out loud that he is surely missed. And I realize some of you just said, I just came on the line, that you're not going to say you miss him, but all I can tell you is I really, really miss him. And so my love goes out to his family, and we will carry on. But I will never forget KY from Cincinnati. Thank you all for letting me share.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. You know, thank you for taking this opportunity and using this opportunity, because that's, you know, why we're here tonight, is to really just acknowledge the celebration of his life, the passion, the transformation, the coaching, we had a distinction in all aspects of ourselves. We shared with that in the International Black Summit quite a bit. But I was fortunate to be on the senior facilitator calls when we're having those discussions, and that is something that Kenny really got to open up and to tweak, you know, for us to get present to all aspects of ourselves, the child self, the adult self, the teenage self, and to use it. You know, not to run from it, not to hide from it, not to try to suppress it, but really begin to look at what is life calling forth, and how those different aspects are present and are the possibility of us getting to the next level. So it's really quite an opportunity that we have. With Kenny, as we, you know, live and celebrate his contribution to us, and again, he lives in us. So yes, his physical entity is not with us, but he lives on in our memory, in our conversation, in the coaching, in the love that he provided us, in the you know, just his commitment to moving himself and the people around him forward. Because that's the thing that I'm real clear about. He was always about moving the action forward. And, you know, I mean, it's like, wow. That kind of energy, you don't get to experience too often. And so he was truly... truly a gem, truly a special, rare gem that you might get to see and touch once in your life. So, my love goes out to the family, Karen and Kira and his granddaughter, and the legacy that he's left, because he has left a legacy. You know, we're all part of his legacy. You know, the lives that have been touched by him, we're all part of that legacy as well. You know, love you, Kenny.
Ashe.
So we've got a couple minutes left. Anybody like to share anything else before we begin to wrap up?
I'd just like to say, if I might.
Yes, please.
Go ahead. Yeah, I would like just like to say he made himself available. He He responded so beautifully to whatever you needed, and I pray that I move forward with those qualities. You know, that I remember that you need to be dependable. When you're working with people and you have influence over their lives and their successes, it's really important to care about them and be available, make yourself open and available to them. I learned that from Ken, and I love and respect him for teaching that so well, by example.
Yeah, and the opportunity, as you said, is for you to now take that and use that in your training and move that forward, you know, move that vision, that possibility, you know, as you expand your business and you work with more and more people to keep that kind of intensity and integrity and possibility in front of you such that you're truly in a relationship, because that's the thing that Kenny was awesome about, is being in relationship. You know, Kenny, you know, and it's funny, it took me a seminar to really get this. I took a landmark seminar, Sex and Intimacy, and to distinguish the intimacy from the sex. And the best way that I know to describe Kenny is that Kenny can be intimate with you just like that.
Exactly.
You know, being in a relationship and intimate with you and just committed to what you're up to. Get your vision, and he's right there with you, motivating you, talking with you, stimulating you, having you see what's next.
Mm-hmm.
Around the possibility of your vision. You know, your brother was a giant in that regard. So, you know, I really, really celebrate my relationship with him. Privilege that I've had to know him since 92 and to be in some of these different communities with him. You know, Landmark Education and International Black Summit, and PDEG. He was part of PDEG, Delaware Valley. You know, People of African Descent Empowerment Group. So he was instrumental in getting that chapter, I'll call it, of PDEG going. You know, Kenny did some work in prison with Prison Possibility. You know, There's so much. There's so much that the bigness of Kenny can't be described in words. Words fall short in the description of who the brother was.
Mm.
We can only grapple with the words to get a sense of who he was, but the truth is that he was bigger than that. Bigger than the words. Great. So we've got about just a little, about 5 or 6 minutes left. Anything that anyone would like to say before we wrap up? We're going to wrap up in about 7 minutes. Anything else for you, Rod, Keita, Joe?
No, that's it for you.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
No, I'm all set. Thank you.
Okay. Cool. Well, you know, one of the things that I look at moving forward, and I look at the love I have for Kenny, and the you know, I look at the power and the presence and the bigness of who he is, and thank God that I had the opportunity to be in this space. You know,
isn't
I mean,
that
I really,
that's the truth, for real. Could have missed out on that.
Yeah. I could have easily
said something. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm just thinking. It's a blessing, and that's how I feel about it. It's a blessing to have had that time with him to learn and benefit from him and, you know, move on, you know, more empowered as the result, residual of having spent that time with him. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, there's not many people who come into your life who make a permanent contribution. You know, so that's a very special experience that I'll always, always appreciate, always. And just one more point. It turns out that I'm just 6 months older than Ken, and which means we were born, you know, that close together. And we were born within 20 miles of each other. He's in Bordentown, and White City, Hamilton Township. I mean, we were born within 20 miles of each other and know all of the same people. Our schools Our schools played against each other, and our high schools and whatever. And I only met him 6 months ago. Isn't that the world is that small?
The world is small.
Yeah, the world is that small. Mhm. I'm in Michigan. He's in Ohio. And, you know, and so I'm so thankful. I could have missed out on ever meeting Ken, but right now I'm thankful that, you know, our paths crossed that way and that we made such a strong connection so quickly. And, you know, I have 6 months worth of 5-day-a-week conversations, you know, so I guess that was a crash course that he gave.
You got a crash course in Ken.
I got a crash course. I got a crash course.
Goodness. Well, I look at it. Yeah, go ahead.
So that's how I'll move forward with it, because I really can't. I'm telling you, I'm having a hard time. At 8 o'clock in the morning, I need somebody to call. What's your number? You know? It's like, you know, I need to call Ken 8 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. So
yeah.
I'm working through it here. I'm working through it.
Sister Tricacia, you got a pencil? I'll give you my number. Call me.
I'm ready for your number. Go, girl.
Okay. 310-346-3851.
Thank Tricacia. You so much, Tricacia. That's awful kind of you. Yeah.
That's the Kenny in me. I'm experiencing project. He's gonna be a projection for me, so I'm gonna take on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, another thing is that I'm feeling as I listen since I lost him. You know, I called his phone at 12:42, and then a few hours later, I learned he died at 12:45, and I'm forgetting what I was going to say. The opportunity to have expressions about him and listening to all of you and the few things I've learned since then, it makes me feel, ooh, maybe I didn't give him enough respect. He was much more important than I thought he was, you know. he had done much more. He was a much bigger person. And so I'm hearing all these awesome things and what the organization is connected to, those the ones he found and this and that. I thought, oh, my goodness, I should have been much more quiet and let him do much more talking during that time. So I have bit of a regret right now. Like, oh, I could have picked his brain a little deeper than I did.
The opportunity then is, it may be for you as a possibility, is that there's somebody else out there for you to be listening.
Or
who you are listening to now, give them that respect and notice what shows up. So there's a couple of different opportunities there for you that you can design for yourself and invent for yourself around that awakening as a possibility for yourself. So, I'm sure Tricacia is not a Kenny, but Tricacia is a powerful woman. Because you're in a Gamma Gold as well, right?
Oh, yes, I am. Mm-hmm. I'm a baby in a Gamma Gold.
And so is Shakesha. So there's an opportunity for you all to work together and to build a future based on the vision that you both have for your businesses. So there's no accident that both of you are on the call tonight and that Shakesha stepped forward to the opportunity. There's other people on the call, and she's the one that stepped forward. So there's no accident there. So I just want to, you know, acknowledge that, acknowledge the space of J. Kenneth Young, and, you know, speak to the love that we all have for him and the commitment to transformation that he breathed into us and trained us. So, so on that note, I'm going to conclude the call. I want to thank you all for coming forward, sharing this opportunity. Also remember that both the last night and tonight's show is available for a download, so you can actually download and listen to it, or you can create a podcast or MP3 of it if you'd like to keep it. Or it's available online in Blog Talk Radio for you to just take a look at.
And they can go to blacksummit.org, and it would come up there too, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can go to blacksummit.org and just scroll down until you see the radio show logo there. And you can make a copy right off of there that you can, you know, have for yourself and share.
And we also want to invite you to the annual event in August, the International Black Summit annual event. It's going to be in August, August 4th through the 7th. So, you know, there are going to be some powerful players, some of whom are actually in the part of the OG organization, as well as other folks who've got some visions and commitments to shift and transform our community. So there'll be some like-minded folks that are up to some of the things that you're up to. So I invite you to also take a look at the website, blacksummit.org, and registering yourself into that event. Because that was one of Kenny's babies as well.
And every Sunday you can be with the International Black Summit Talk Show, and continue being in this space with us, people of the International Black Summit and all of these different communities every Sunday at it depends on which area. I'm going to say 5:00 Eastern Standard Time, and then just convert that for wherever you are.
Okay, thank you. I'm writing it down. All right.
Yeah, so you can call in the same number, 646-716-9827, and we're here 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday, having a conversation around our community. Our communities are worldwide communities, different kinds of conversations, mostly about empowering ourselves and the people around us.
And Glenn?
Yes, Shakesha?
I'd like to close once again with a moment of laughter. And this is actually a true story. And I think it ties in very well with who KJ was. This is actually part of a conversation that happened in October 1995, a conversation between the chief of naval operations. He was on his ship, and he noticed something
you know, in his sight. So he sent out the message, please change your direction 15 degrees to the north to avoid a collision. Recommend you divert your course 15 degrees to the south to avoid a collision. So that was the back and forth. Once again, the chief of naval sent out, this is the captain of the U.S. Navy ship. I say again, divert your attention. And he heard that. No, I say again, you divert your course. The response was, this is the aircraft carrier Enterprise. We are a large warship of the U.S. Navy. Divert your course now. And then the captain heard that. This is a lighthouse. Your call.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Okay. Thank you, Jakesha. That you know, certainly lifted the sentiments I had. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So on that note, I bid you good night. Thank you for participating. Much blessings to Karen and Kira and all of the family. We send our love. We send our warmth. We send our white light energy to them.
Yeah.
And we direct it in a positive way. And I invite you to send light to yourselves as well to help you through the grieving process and to be able to be in touch with what's going on with you as we celebrate the life of J. Kenneth Young and celebrate our own lives.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I'm clear about is that who Kenny was about uplifting and moving forward. And so I know that the thoughts that he left me with are to do that. So I will include that, and I invite you to include that in your looking, in your thoughts, and in your actions so they can be consistent with that vision. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We thank you for participating. Travel safe home, those of you who have to travel home, and if you're already home, be well. Good night, God bless, and looking to see some of you folks in Chicago next week for the International Black Summit Annual Event. So take care, peace and blessings. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.